All right, we wrapped it up at VidCon, and here are the five lessons from VidCon 2019. Number one, Social Chain found that influencer marketing is basically a massive bubble. We use followers and likes and comments as a metric to establish the influence of an influencer. But in reality, you can buy those likes, comments, and followers in the thousands for just $2. And they found that at least 25% of influencers are doing this right now. What they saw is that normally when you post, your likes and comments grow in a curve. You get a lot of them in the beginning and then it flattens out. But what they found was that at least 25% of influencers, their curve looks more like a staircase. Because every time they don't get enough likes and comments, they just boost it by buying it from a click farm. Number two. Influencer marketing is to marketing what startups are to innovation. Because in a startup, a corporate just basically outsources their innovation to a small team with a user base. And in influencer marketing, brands just go to influencers, an individual, and outsource their marketing to them because they have a small viewer base to which they can push their content. Number three, the co-founder of Patreon explained that most creators struggle with finishing their work. What that means is that they overanalyze and perfectionate their content rather than just pushing it out. And what he says is that this is just a vocabulary problem, because most people assume that once it's finished, it's done. But the best people and the best artists know that you never finish a piece of content, like a video, a blog, or a music song. They know that in reality, you just publish it. You just make it publicly available. But because you're the creator, you're free to expand and elaborate later on it, and maybe even push like a remix or a different version afterwards. Number four, impressions as a metric are dead. Just because you glance at this post right now, for example, doesn't mean that you will actually remember it. Most of the people who see this post right now will probably just go through it, and then by the time they finish scrolling through their feed, they have forgotten what they've actually seen. I mean, do you remember what you saw in your last Instagram story? Or what was the last thing you commented on in YouTube? That one you might know. Probably not. Why do we still use them then? Because they're big numbers. Impressions are always massive numbers, even though they are completely useless. But we have to report them to something. And they sound impressive. People like big numbers. And the last one, LinkedIn video is completely underutilized. Out of 560 million people on the platform, apparently only 500 people upload at least once a week. And if you're watching this video on LinkedIn, hit. That's it.